Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
Big night for Klay Thompson with 32. A double-double for Looney. This crowd is back. They're on their feet, and their Warriors are going to the NBA Finals again.
We've come from, you know, October to the end of May playing. Well, no one had us playing at the end of May, but those guys in that locker room believed that they can compete and play at a high level. But what a great thing that group of guys in the locker room achieved this season.
I'm really proud of this team. Not just this game, you know, this series. I think you can see a championship team the Warriors are, and we gotta learn how to be that, you know. And they were amazing every game they were there, and really they deserve to win.
You know what? Let me also say, Mavs fans, amazing, amazing. You know, the MFFLs were really there, and, you know, people talk about the crowd here. This was a closeout game, and there wasn't near the energy of any of our playoff games here, and that's no disrespect to San Francisco crowd, but the Mavs fans are just insane and just, you know, such a pleasure at all of our games. So I'm proud of the Mavs fans as well.
Clock hour kicking off on this holiday weekend Friday, leading you into Monday off, hopefully for you. It's Sean and RJ on DFW Sports Station 105.3 The Fan. It is time for your Dallas Maverick phone calls, recapping the season, recapping last night, recapping the series, what to do in the offseason, the Jalen Brunson decision, wherever you want to take it. Open lines for you at 877-881-1053.
Was that All-American Rejects that we heard there?
Yes, it is. Okay. Oklahoma Zone.
Really?
Yeah, Carter and I are just talking about that. Underrated band. Good discography. Love me some All-American Rejects.
That's a good montage. Mike in...
Well, I made it, so...
Mike in Fort Worth. Start us off. Mike, you're live on The Fan.
Yeah. Hey, guys. Hey, they ought to keep Brunson. I kind of disagree with you guys. They need to keep Brunson. He's not a number two. Doesn't make any difference. They got to the Western Championship Finals this year. They're going to get better. Luka and Brunson are going to get better. What we need is a center. We don't got no center. We need a big man. But in the meantime, let's run. Let's keep playing together. And there's going to be people that are going to want to come play here with Brunson and Luka. Like, maybe we need a center. We don't have to trade material to get a guy that's better than Brunson. There's guys out there that can pursue Luka, but we don't have the trade material. So you got to deal with what you got now. Just keep, if they're going to get better, and then go from there.
Well, you're not going to bring anyone else in who likes to dribble.
No.
if you have, Kenny Smith was talking about this last night. He's like, it's the position that you have to worry about paying. Mm. That position in the backcourt, I mean, we're talking about a $300 million backcourt if Brunson gets his projected money. And whoever plays that spot, we're always going to have the conversation about whether they're going to be a ball-dominant player or not need too many dribbles with Luka handling it.
Right. Like, you can have an expensive backcourt. You know, you can have, like, Chris Paul and Devin Booker. You can have... You know, there's just, dude, like, seriously, you LeBron and Wade. I know LeBron, like, LeBron's like
Stephen Clay.
You can have expensive backcourts, and that's fine. The problem is that both Luka and Jalen need a dribble to get their points.
Yep.
Clay doesn't need a dribble necessarily. Yep. Neither does Steph. Neither does Booker. Chris Paul does. You know, you can't have, I don't think, two guys that are paid so well on the in the backcourt that both require the ball in their hand to be at their primary effectiveness. And I think that's where the style of play is a problem. Yeah, he's a good player, and you hate to give up a good player. Is it the right fit? Is it the right fit for him and Luka and their styles of play to be playing next to each other?
And we have to analyze how repeatable this is. Was this a little bit fluky? I think it was.
What, the run?
The run. The run was a little bit. If you overachieve, then I'm not counting on the same thing next year. Like, if I had to put down a lot of money right now, I would not bet on the Mavericks in the Western Conference Finals. They had to come back 2-0 against the one seed.
Yeah.
I think that they overachieved. I mean, that's why I was called a Mavs hater throughout. I was, like, the only one that picked the Warriors. But I felt like they were, in the Utah series, I kept saying, I'm like, Jalen Brunson's playing out of his mind. They're shooting out of their mind.
Yeah, they overachieved by a series.
Yes.
They overachieved by a series. And that's okay. I mean, you got to have those.
Yeah, good. You know? But we need to be honest about it in the evaluation moving forward, I think. Let's get to Corey in Dallas. Corey, you're live on 105 Through the Fan.
Good morning, guys. Good morning.
Morning.
They need to add a big man, not for Golden State. They need to play better defense. And, wow, Golden State was slick. They never pissed off Luka. They had every chance, and they never pissed them off.
Yep.
And then I was like, that's what happened with Phoenix. Phoenix pissed them off, and they turned them into a monster instead of a basketball player. And Golden State was smart on that. I noticed that.
Great point. It's like him and Draymond were best friends throughout.
Mm-hmm.
Are you still there? Sorry, Corey. I thought you were done right there. Yeah, man, that's a great point. Draymond showed the respect to Luka before the series on his podcast, throughout. They're butt tapping. Luka's like, Draymond's so incredible. So it's kind of like, I'm not saying this is Draymond's intent. It's kind of like those stories you hear where Michael Jordan would give Charles Barkley a watch before the finals, and they go out to dinner, and it's like, oh, I'm gonna be real nice with you. Or Russell and Wilt. I think Jerry West had said this, or maybe I'm just thinking about Winning Time, so it was probably exaggerated, but Russell would like befriend Wilt and be all cool with him, and then when they get on the court, Wilt wasn't capable of slicing Russell's throat, and Bill was towards Wilt. And Draymond did not take that approach of being hostile towards Doncic. John and McKinney. John, you're live on Sean and RJ. Go ahead, buddy.
Hey, good morning, fellas.
Morning.
I had the Warriors winning this series. I actually had them sweeping, but then once Dallas took game four, which was expected because, you know, everything that happened with Steve Kerr. But look, fellas, it's about pedigree. Always has been about pedigree. Phoenix was not Golden State. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Golden State, man, that's championship pedigree right there. Dallas never had a chance. They never had a chance. And all this about, you know what I'm saying, Draymond pissing Luka off, you know what I'm saying, not pissing Luka off, man. You know what I'm saying, Dallas never had a chance, man, because Golden State has championship pedigree, man. You know what I'm saying, Phoenix, I love Chris Paul, man, but he is what he is. You know what I'm saying, that's nature of habit, man. For whatever reason, he fumbles the ball, you know, when it's time to close the door. You know, Golden State don't, man. But Dallas, they're not Atlanta. They're not Atlanta. I will say they're one or two pieces away.
Yeah.
You know, from really truly being a true championship contender.
I agree. Great call. Look, on paper, you can sit there and say, if you are a Final Four team in the NBA, you're a contender.
Mm-hmm.
You could say that. I have a higher threshold for what a true championship contender is. I don't put the Mavs in that category. I don't believe they're a true championship threat yet. I'm trying to make a Cowboys comparison. I don't want to talk about the Cowboys today, but you know, if the Cowboys got to the NFC Championship game, we would have looked at that as like some gravy. If you look at it as gravy and extra and icing and all that stuff, you're not a true contender. You need a little bit of help to get there. You're not far away, but you're not in the true contender conversation, in my opinion.
Well, here's the interesting thing, because you brought the Cowboys, you know, and we talk about, you know, teams that have or have not, you know, when the last time a team overachieved like this.
Yeah.
You know,
when we had this level of happiness and satisfaction at the end of one of our team seasons outside of the Stars.
Yeah, now
I can't remember it.
It's at least 6 years ago.
The Dak and Zeke rookie year.
It's at least Dak and Zeke rookie year. Could be Banny Rangers, could be the Dez catch year. It could be the 2010 Rangers. Of course, the Mavericks in 2011, you know, did that. And then, it's probably the Stars in the bubble when they went to the Cup Finals. They weren't expected to. But, you know, speaking of overachieved, and this is brought up on the truckart.com test, you know, the Cowboys beat their win total in Vegas by 3.5 games this year. That's the equivalent of being a projected 60-win team in baseball and winning 90 games. That's the equivalent of being a 40-win projected team in the NBA and winning 55.
Mm-hmm.
That's a massive overachieving. Yeah. You know, like that's big.
Yeah, but they didn't
do it in the postseason.
Right. They never just that final taste in your mouth after a season ends. The Mavs gave it to us even after last night. Wayne in Westlake. Wayne, you're live on Sean and RJ with the end of the Mavs season. Go ahead, Wayne.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. I agree with what everyone's saying about the other pieces that the Mavs need to go to that next step. The thing I want to say about Luka is if he's going to be a true leader, he's got to quit the whining. He's got to quit the flopping. He's got to quit having the outlook that somebody has to help him. You know, you look at Jordan, he never did that. Bird never did that. Magic never did that. And, I mean, Luka's still putting up these crazy numbers despite the fact that he's not, like, in the tip-top shape. He's not rock hard. He doesn't have that champion, like, mentality that Kobe had of, I'm going to go work harder than everybody.
Right.
And if he could do that, oh, my gosh.
I mean, what did you attribute his first half to last night?
I told my wife, I said, it looked like he stayed out till 4 o'clock in the morning. he looked like he was asleep.
Yes.
I don't know what was wrong with him.
It
looked like he was tired. And I can't, that's the most important game. Cause I kept saying, if we could win that one last night, it's on, you know, I mean, we've got a really good shot, but Luka, I don't know. I mean, he looked tired. I don't know what's wrong with him.
By the way, Wayne said before he went on the air, because he's calling from Westlake, he said, don't ask me about my profession, because
dude, you're killing me, man.
Yeah, so I'm not going to ask you about your profession, but how many restrooms do you have in your house?
you're killing me, man.
How many restrooms? Is this a big baller out here?
Oh, yeah, Westlake.
No, jeez.
just ask him what year he retired. Just ask him what age he retired at.
Thanks for the call, Wayne. Claude.
He's that 32-year-old retiree.
Yeah, 32 years old. Claude is joining us while driving out there in the truck. Claude, you're live on the Fan.
Yo, Lowe's, what's going on, fellas? Chop, chop. What's up, my boy?
Yo.
Thanks for taking my call, Troy. Hey,
no problem.
Is this a truck honk that we can get?
Yeah, he's listening on the Odyssey app in Louisiana.
Yeah, baby! Why does everybody love that? I love that.
Man, I don't know. It's so many places you can start. I'm proud of these boys because they really did fly under the radar and they got...
Claude.
Uh-oh.
No.
He likes big guards.
All right,
he likes big guards. And I think that's going to hurt Brunson. I really feel like he was a steal in that draft. I couldn't believe he fell to us that late in the draft.
Yeah.
But I feel like you got to get bigger at the two guard is someone that can play off the ball when Luka has the ball, but also can play on the ball when Luka's off the bench. Now, you got Dinwiddie. We already know Hardaway can play on the ball. He's a run-around shooter, whatever.
Right.
But I listened to a lot of you guys and also flipped back the channel to the NBA channel, and there was one thing that I heard a couple of days ago when these guys got eliminated, and I remember when this big man was a free agent, and we looked at him, and they say Chicago may be doing some unhauling because they feel like they reached their ceiling. What about if we do a sign and trade for Brunson to go get Vucevic? He can play on the post, and he can play on the perimeter, and he gives us size on the post.
All right.
I want to know what you guys' opinion on that. And I also had a little grassy nose about one player, because I know you guys like don't want to spend a whole lot of money, and I agree, because it doesn't make any sense to Lucas getting paid and Brunson, and they're, like you said, it's a position thing. There's a kid that flew under the radar, and if you go back to last season, He tattooed Dallas on a must-win game for Dallas. He's from Duncanville, and right now he's at Toronto. His name is Jalen Harris.
Mm.
He's a combo guard. 6'4", 6'5", look him up. Okay. He put up 30, a rookie, on a bad foot on Dallas at the house. Yes. And he's a combo guard. He plays on the ball and off the ball. So I know a little something about that. He's my cousin. I got some inside information I won't share on the air. But I know that Dallas, like, wow, we can't believe we didn't see this guy. And to add to that, he played on Dirk's AAU team when he was in high school down here.
Look at that, Claude. Wow. Getting ready to be our Bobby Belt of the NBA. I like it.
Love a good grassy knoll.
Thank you for the call, brother. Be careful driving out there. Vucevic is who he's talking about in Chicago. Had the many year run in Orlando. He averages 17 and 10. I'd have to go look up the contract stuff before I felt comfortable talking about, you know, adding in terms of the fit, rim protector. I mean, Rudy Gobert's like the we need a poor man's Rudy Gobert in terms of skill set. We need someone that can grab boards, block. I mean, Kevon Looney, a guy like that. He played like Shaquille O'Neal against this Mavs front line. He played like Shaq, grabbing 18 boards. He's not even 7 feet tall, and we had no answer for it. And he had just offensive rebound after offensive rebound and 18 in all yesterday in the elimination game. 877, thank you all. Great calls, as always. Troy, thanks for lining them up. 877-881-1053, truckwreck.com, text line. We should just do it. We should just turn every segment into just calls. We can sit back and drink coffee. Everyone.
Works for me.
We need a phone screener first.
Yeah, phone screener.
Phone screener.
All right. We'll get back to the Mavs. But the Rangers get a win on the road as they continue this ALS road trip. And unfortunately, we have to bring you the very latest on what happened in Uvalde. And my number one, the movies that get played and replayed over and over and over again on TV. My number one TV rerun movie of all time lost one of their stars yesterday. We'll talk about it next with Sean and RJ right here on The Fan.
Let's get you over to Parkway Buick GMC in Sherman. My good friend Justin Rogers, the general manager at Parkway Buick GMC. He is going to hook up a Tolo because he loves Tolos. He is one himself. And he's going to hook up that fellow Tolo brand new 2022 GMC Sierra truck. You know, the Yukon, the SUV, of course, the Buicks, they're getting brand new deliveries every single day. Brand new deliveries on the lot every day at Parkway Buick GMC in Sherman. Drive the difference. See for yourself. The customer service, second to none, 2 years free maintenance on any new or used vehicle that you get at Parkway Buick GMC in Sherman. It's real, real awesome to see the amount of vehicles they have in the lot, the used inventory as well. The red, white, and blue tag sale is going on right now this weekend for Memorial Day at Parkway Buick GMC. Of course, you can always go to parkwaybuickgmc.com and reserve your vehicle today. You don't even have to leave the comfort of your own home to reserve that brand new 2022 GMC Sierra at Parkway Buick GMC. Drive a little further to save a lot more. Parkway Buick GMC, we are professional grade.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And Deshaun and RJ on 105.3 The Fan over the weekend, Memorial Day weekend. If you want to get some music in your life on the lakeside or wherever else, you don't have to be around the stadium, but you can check out Stadium Anthems. It's my station streaming 24/7 on the Odyssey app. Segment this morning brought to you by State of the Art Weight Loss, a.k.a. Soda. Also, Frankel & Frankel, 214-333-3333 or truckwreck.com in case you've been involved in an accident. And it's not your fault. Principal Office, Dallas, Texas.
Rangers use a huge ninth inning to beat the Athletics on the road to win their second straight last night on your home for Rangers baseball. It's Sean and RJ on 105.3 The Fan. Thank you for being a Tolo. That stands for turn it on, leave it on. I got some baseball numbers from Vegas on the biggest overachievers so far. Biggest overachievers and underachievers based upon the real experts and what they predicted this baseball season. Would you like to look at the standings and guess, or you just want me to give them to you?
I will go to the standings and guess.
All right. Biggest overachievers this year in Major League Baseball and the biggest underachievers.
All right. This is from a team perspective, I'm assuming you're saying, right?
Yes.
Okay. Biggest overachiever, I will say.
There's three.
There's three.
Yep.
Okay. Let's go with the Angels.
Yes. They're plus 5.5. 5.5 over the projection.
Minnesota.
Yes. Plus 8.
And the Yankees.
No. Teams in the National League.
Milwaukee.
No, Arizona.
Oh, you know what? That's the Banny effect, man. Never ever quit. Never ever quit. They're 23-23. This is the worst roster in baseball, one of them. There you go.
Arizona, Minnesota, and the Angels are overachieving.
All right, I got two of the three. I'll take it.
Who's underachieving?
All right, well, underachiever number one is going to be Seattle.
Yes. They're not number one, but they're number three.
Boston.
No. I don't know if the Boston Red Sox were getting a lot of love, were they, before the season? They opened the year at 84.5.
Okay.
All right.
All right.
Seattle is like minus 8.5 in terms of the projection.
All right. Is it Detroit?
Yes. They're number one. Minus 10. 10 wins off the pace that was projected for them.
I feel good about that. But, you know, I think I did well. 4-6.
There's one more there. Joe Morgan, so see if you can knock it out.
But I didn't get off. Okay. The underachievers.
Yep, one more. National League.
Nationals.
No. Think about a team that we've been talking about because they've been such a joke.
Oh, the Reds?
The Reds. Cincinnati. Now, give me the Rangers' current win total.
20-23.
Okay, they opened at 73.5 in Vegas. They're sitting here at 73 with the current number update.
They're right on then.
Yes, they're right on. So the Rangers are doing what Vegas expected before the year. The Astros opened at 92.5. They're currently projected for 94.5. The Angels opened at 83.5. They're currently projected for 89 wins.
Wow.
Seattle opened at 84.5. They're projected for 76 wins. Rangers are just a half game off the pace. No one else is that close to the Vegas projection. Oakland opened at 72.5. They're on pace for 68. So there you go.
So bad. So I can't believe Seattle's doing this. It just shows Seattle last year having all those one-run victories was a little fluky.
They were the Atlanta Hawks. Not us. Not us, Barkley. Jeff Bagwell speaking out about one of the best sports movies, the principal of the sports movie.
Yeah, he is. So he was on. He was filling in this weekend or this week for AT&T Sportsnet, AT&T Sportsnet, which airs the Astros games in Houston. And he decided they had a poll question: what is your favorite, you know, based on a true story baseball movie? That was the poll question. So you had 42. You had Moneyball. You had, you know, The Rookie, which was filmed at the old ballpark. And there was one other movie, I can't remember what it was. And he said, it's not Moneyball. And he went on a little bit of a diatribe as to why.
Moneyball is a farce.
Okay. You think the whole concept's a farce?
No, I think
the movie was.
No, I think even the concept, they had the three best pitchers in baseball. You could have sticked anybody out there. My son's 15-year-old team, they could have been out there with those three pitchers. And they get all this hype. I just, whatever.
Wow.
That's true. It's true.
You're debunking the whole Oakland A's
yes.
money ball mm-hmm. process.
Yes, I am.
When you're saying Hudson, Mulder,
and Zito. And then run anybody else. The Braves won for 15 years with Maddox, Smoltz, and Glavin.
Yeah.
Mixed in some other great starters around them.
Yeah, they did.
They had to score three runs a game.
And they
won 15 years in a row. Why don't they call them the Moneyball team? Huh? What's the difference? I mean, okay, I like the concept of getting on base. Don't get me wrong. But to make a movie out of it and to get all this credit that they're so smart, I mean, yeah. Give me Maddox, Smoltz, and Glavin, and I can run some guys up there that'll take some walks.
You call it baggy ball.
No, I don't want to call it that. Josh. I'm just saying.
All right. So, I've always had this one issue with the movie and the book from Jeff Lewis. And listen, they never in the movie, never once did they mention Hudson, Mulder, and Zito in the movie. How do you make a movie about that era of the A's and never mention Hudson, Mulder, and Zito? A two-time Cy Young winner.
It would have watered down the concept.
It would have watered down the concept.
Maybe Bagwell should come up with his own movie on how to win.
Yeah, just inject as much as you can and never get caught.
Including a big syringe.
Yeah.
Maybe Jeff should come up with that.
Right. But since he never won, not make a movie about how to win. They do overhype the A's and Bean with giving them credit for all that. The Indians were doing this before the A's were. I mean, at least if you believe the movie, where he went to Cleveland and stole their...
Yeah.
You
numbers
know,
guy.
Their numbers guy, Pete, who I think was Paul DePodesta in real life.
Jonah Hill.
It was Jonah Hill's character.
Yeah.
You know, they didn't win 20 games in a row because of Chris Pratt or Scott Hatterberg. You know, they won 20 games in a row because they had great pitching, too. Now, their concept works in the regular season, and it's never really worked in the playoffs with their formula. You know, other teams have used some of it, and they deserve a lot of credit for how they've changed the game. But I think they do get a little bit too much.
All right, we got a lot of entertainment news yesterday. Ray Liotta died at 67. He apparently passed away in his sleep filming in the Dominican Republic. So, man, that's my number one. You know, all the movies get replayed all over and over. You want to kill 2 hours of time. Yesterday you called it overrated, but I think my number one most rewatched movie on TV has been Goodfellas. Maybe that's just a quantity thing. I don't know if that's on more than every other one, but it was Goodfellas for me.
This is really funny. Really funny. What do you mean I'm funny? It's funny, you know. It's a good story. It's funny. You're a funny guy.
What do you mean? You mean the way I talk?
It's just, you know, you're just funny. It's funny, you know, the way you tell the story and everything.
Funny how? I mean, what's funny about it?
Tommy, no, you got it all wrong.
Anthony. He's a big boy. He knows what he said. What'd you say?
You're right.
Funny how? What?
Just, you know, you're funny.
Classic all-time scene.
It is a great scene. It is a tremendous scene because you didn't know where it was going. I thought for sure he was going to get shot
right
there. Look, it's a good movie. I just thought it was like a little overrated. Like I always thought Casino was way better. But no, it's a good movie.
This guy's got a hell of a resume.
Yeah, it is.
Right? Henry Hill, Shoeless Joe, Super Sky Point. Ray Liotta passing away at the age of 67.
I'll never forget being in a movie theater during a Ray Liotta movie and watching not one, two, or three, but four people puke in front of me.
Why?
When he was in Hannibal.
Oh, I was that guy. I almost threw up.
People throw up at the Mesquite AMC when that happened. It was amazing.
Good theater.
Oh my God, it was amazing.
And then you have I didn't see many Saints in Newark. Is that the name
prequel,
of that?
The prequel of The Sopranos.
Yeah, freaking HBO Max. They got things on for like 2 weeks and they take it away while sitting there charging me a subscription fee, but Man, Ray Liotta passing away. He was, most recently, I was watching him with my son in the B movie. They were making fun of him being angry guy with his own honey brand. And he just recently got engaged, really, really sad. And then, yo, man, what is up with Kevin Spacey? This guy sounds like a freaking creep. Kevin Spacey sounds like his character in, what is the amazing one where he's playing the president? That was
House of Cards.
I almost said House of Pain.
It's like he is.
Yeah, he was jumping around.
This is like method acting with him in real life acting like that character in terms of being dark and twisted. As Kevin Spacey was charged with 4 counts of sexual assault against 3 men in the UK yesterday.
It's disturbing. It's disturbing news. Like we hadn't heard much from Kevin Spacey in a while. Like he'd kind of gone under. He went underground a little bit. Like let's lay low, and now this is bad, man.
We getting closing arguments in Depp versus Heard. Is this thing finally coming to an end? Week 6.
Well, I don't know. I think it's coming to an end soon, but they're still producing content. There's no doubt about that because there was a guy that they had on yesterday.
Ex-TMZ employee
who was being questioned by Amber Heard's attorney. His name is Morgan Tremaine.
Okay.
A former field assignment manager for TMZ. So he got some information. He disclosed some information. And Amber Heard's attorney started going at him a little bit. And he said, uh-uh.
You know this case is being televised, right?
I am aware that there are cameras.
And so this gets you your 15 minutes of fame, doesn't
Objection, Your Honor. Argumentative.
I can ask that question.
Overruled.
So I stand to gain nothing from this. I'm actually putting myself kind of in a target of TMZ, a very litigious organization, and I'm not seeking any 15 minutes here. Though you're welcome to speculate. I could say the same thing by taking Amber Heard as a client for you.
A little argumentative, don't you think?
Oh, hardly. I find that to be purely logical.
Hardly.
That's so great.
Hardly.
When she said, oh, that's a little argumentative, that's her way of saying, can I say that what he said should be off the record?
Off the record?
Because that's not good to say.
Oh, hardly. This guy, by the way.
He's quick-witted.
Can I object to that?
Yeah. He looks like a Bond villain.
Oh, yes, he does.
Oh, look at this. Look at this Photoshop. He looks like a Bond villain.
Yeah.
It's amazing. The bleach blonde hair, the Spencer Pratt flesh-colored beard.
Spencer Pratt. So bizarre. Give it to me.
So bizarre and so grotesque.
I don't know why it gets me every damn time.
So grotesque.
When is this case going to end? He's suing for like $50, and this thing's going on for freaking 2 damn months.
And what was on the bed, RJ?
Human fecal matter.
What's human fecal matter?
It's so deep.
Man.
How many reds?
Man, someone just sent us something on Twitter. It's a little homemade video. And I may have to go ahead and finally
it's upsetting.
Give some props to the Warrior fan base in San Francisco. Back to the Mavs getting eliminated next.
But let's get you over to A&M On Air. It's getting hot. It's going to get hotter. And that's why you don't want to miss this very cool special. Get it? From A&M On Air. This month only, buy a new AC system. And they're going to give you up to $2,000 cash back, plus payments as low as $79 a month. So when you get that new AC system, you get $2,000 cash back. Payments low as $79 a month. They never charge overtime, not even on weekends, not even on holidays. They A&M On Air. All the work's backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And it's not just heating and AC, which, by the way, if you haven't gotten your AC service, this is a great time to do it before it gets too hot and that unit is just working and working and working. And all of a sudden, it's 100 degrees in your house because you didn't get it serviced. Get it cleaned up. Get it taken care of from A&M On Air. But also, they've got plumbing and electrical service that they do, and it's fantastic. Their customer service, second to none. I've been using them for over a decade. My parents have used them over 20 years. They've dominated DFW customer service and the heating and AC industry for over 30 years at A&M On Air. 1-800-NEW-COOL, 1-800-NEW-COOL, or A&M On Air.com.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
You know the bad thing about all this rain? It's not raining in San Francisco to clean up those dirty-ass streets they got there. You know,
say it again,
they
Chuck.
Need a clean... San Francisco, you know, it's a great city. But all that dirtiness and homelessness, y'all, man, y'all got to clean that off the streets.
That was Charles earlier in the series, and then he went back to it again and again and again. And I'm wondering after last night, I wonder if TNT keeps them in Atlanta for the conference finals next time. Because yesterday, that turned from fun to uncomfortable. It was uncomfortable in the pregame, but then in the postgame, after the Warriors eliminated the Mavs, if you stayed up for it, some Warriors fans started throwing things at the TNT set. And I saw one yellow towel or piece of clothing or shirt whiz by like Kenny and Charles. And I was like, uh-oh. And the guys didn't really react to that. And then another thing was thrown. And you're going to hear Kenny Barkley then jumps out of his chair, grabs his coffee mug, and pump fakes. It looked like two or three times he was thinking about throwing this thing into the crowd. I don't know how he would have singled out the individual who went there and threw it. And if he missed, if he threw it into the crowd, his entire career is probably over. I don't even think Charles could have survived throwing a coffee mug into a group of hundreds and hundreds of people.
Screw that, man. I'd have applauded him. You don't throw something at somebody when he's on, when they're doing
it. But you sit there and you hit a kid. You hit someone who didn't do it. You're not going to hit the person who did it. He was sitting there. Well, let's play the audio, and then we'll get into what happened last night as Ernie Johnson and Kenny Smith were freaking out a little bit that Charles was going to start a brawl.
Yo, they throwing stuff up here. Hey, Chuck, sit down, man. No. Come on, Chuck. Sit down, Chuck. We will be back as a celebration, and let's hope that's all it is, continues.
That's what happened last night. I was like, oh my gosh, it's about to go down. And Shaq was just sitting there, you know, looking at some producer in the corner, but Kenny and Ernie were like, Charles, sit down, man. Please sit down. And I thought Barkley, I was like, he's close. He's close to going overboard. And then I thought throughout the remainder of the show, for sure, something else was going to be thrown up there. I don't know if they brought extra security. I don't know if they put up an invisible net that we couldn't see on TV. I'm kind of surprised there was no barrier or protection to begin with. I guess you assume that fans aren't going to throw things at the guys, but Barkley has been attacking and instigating since game number one with the Warriors fans, but there was nothing else thrown up there. But Troy, I thought you could just feel the tone and the fun of the show change, because normally they're going out with a bunch of laughs. It's their last show of the season. They're going fishing and all that, and Steph and Draymond are coming out to talk, but That took a turn.
Yeah, like from the wrestling side, from the world that I'm familiar with, you have the good guys, the bad guys, you have the heels and the baby faces, and as fans, you cheer or you boo those guys. But you know where the line is. You know where kayfabe is. You know what's real and what's not. But in this case, they don't know that. They don't know that line. They don't know the dramatics of Charles is playing a role.
Yeah.
He's not being himself. He's playing a role. As far as like, man, he probably should have thrown something to the crowd. Listen, this happened 2 days ago at the French Open. At the French Open 2 days ago, one of the players, a female player, she got upset, threw her racket, went into a crowd, almost hit a child. Now, of course, they're trying to make this a wholesome thing because she goes up into the crowd and the kid's crying and she hugs him. And everyone's like, oh, isn't that sweet? No, it's not sweet. She threw a racket and almost hit a child in the head. And the same thing could have happened easily last night. I mean, if I'm not mistaken, this is Charles Barkley. This is not Verlander. This is not Kershaw. This is not someone that control where their precision is when throwing something.
Yeah. That would have ended his career.
Mm-hmm. Easily.
Easily, because I think he's close to retirement anyway, but...
Will Smith saying, oh, please do it. Oh, please do it. Yeah. Take the pain off of me.
Let's hear it one more time with what happened, and then I'm going to have to like some guys from San Francisco after what just happened on Twitter.
Yo, they throwing stuff up here. Hey! Chuck, sit down, man. No. Come on, Chuck.
Sit down, Chuck.
We will be back as a celebration, and let's hope that's all it is, continues.
So that was weird, and definitely took a turn. I'm sitting there in shock watching live television with that taking place. Sean and RJ here on DFW Sports Station 105.3 The Fan. So I've been waiting at 6:40 this morning. We were talking about how we're going to screw around with San Francisco to pay up the $200 we owe them. Someone said turn it. Troy suggested get it in all pennies and somehow send it there to the radio station.
Boy, by the way, pennies are gross, man. You get enough of them, they'll get that on their fingers and everything. Oh, yeah.
So we were sitting here trying to come up with an idea. Then we got a little video made from one of the co-hosts.
That's Butcher Boy.
That's Butcher Boy made this?
That's Butcher Boy.
He's standing in front of the bridge this morning, right in front of the water, picturesque with the sun coming up.
An ugly bridge.
And he sent us a little message from the Bay Area.
Yes, 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 Warrior fans, rise and shine. Oh, yeah, this city sucks. Absolutely sucks, Chuck. Sucks, Dallas. Let me tell you right now, look at that. Look at that. The sun is rising as the Warriors are back in the finals, sixth time in 8 years. Steph Curry, Western Conference Finals MVP. Let's go. And RJ and Sean, on behalf of Dub Nation, forget y'all throwing us money. We're going to donate to all the victims and all the families in Texas. Let's get all of our roasters. Let's get everybody in the Bay Area, both stations. Let's unite. Let's throw some money down and let's donate for a real cause. All right? Let's put something together for a real cause. Luka's a legend. He's a stud. Got to learn to play some defense. Mad respect. Pay your debts and let's donate to charity. Screw it. Let's go. Dub Nation, hop in. From Bonte and Shasky, San Francisco says, hi, Dallas.
I thought it wasn't San Francisco. I thought it was the city.
Hey, classy move. Yeah. Well done. I got to give praise. I got to give props. Got to give credit. So we gotta put something together and unite it with the two stations. Again, it's just fun sports talk, sports trash, back and forth. And classy move by the San Fran Morning Show. And we'll go ahead and make that happen. Tolo's already tweeting. Let us know where. And we'll get both fan bases together on it. Great idea by them.
It is a good idea. I hate to say that. It is a good idea. I hate any kind of growth. You know that. Any kind of growth really bothers me. But this was growth here, and I got to hand it to him.
Look how uncomfortable you are talking about something that's positive.
I don't like it. I would rather. I would just rather. The, I don't like this kind of growth, this kind of happiness.
I understand. I
just
understand.
Pay the man and just move on.
I'm glad we played that, though. I mean, that's pretty freaking awesome that they want to do that. Unfortunately, I'm just going to clip everything around the main part of it.
Yes, Warrior fans, rise and shine.
And I'm going to use those annoying drops in the future. The middle of it, the middle of the tenderloin was perfect. It was, it's the outside of the dirtiness in these kind of clips I'm going to keep.
I got to give him props.
Absolutely.
And we will do it. We'll go ahead and make it happen. Some details on that came out yesterday that I saw, because I think it's important to keep reminding so that it enrages enough people or drives enough emotion to finally have some things change. The shooter was in the school for an hour, according to officials. So a lot of people are talking about security and response time. He apparently entered the building unobstructed through a door that was apparently unlocked. You had this girl who, this little girl, putting blood on her face and play dead. And a lot of these kids were doing that. You had another student who tried to lay on top of their friend in order to protect them from being shot. But it was an 11-year-old putting blood on their face and playing dead. And then Joe Garcia, the husband of one of the two teachers shot and killed, Joe Garcia suffered a fatal heart attack. They were high school sweethearts, married for 24 years, leaving behind four kids. This is, every time I think that you hear the worst part of it, I mean, you get another mm-hmm. gut-wrenching story. This man, we've talked about this in the past here on the show, this man literally died of broken heart syndrome. He had a heart attack.
Totally.
After his wife, his longtime, lifelong sweetheart, was killed, and now four more kids are left behind. Awful.
Yeah.
Awful.
It's devastating to see that. That is such a, I mean, like, there's collateral damage in a lot of tragedies, especially when you get something of the magnitude of 22 people. And then you add in the families and what they go through, and then this guy literally dying of a broken heart. And now you feel for the, you know, not just all the family, but the four
kids. These
kids
have
now,
no parents.
They have no parents. They have no parents. And I don't know how, like, I don't know how the kids cope with that. You know, and that's it's troubling.
Jimmy Kimmel said something with that broadcast that WFAA cut off or had technical difficulties with, and he's right. And I always call it the seatbelt theory. We will have moments of silence. We'll say prayers. We'll call for change, and then we'll forget about it. That's the reality. I'll be guilty of it too. We'll forget until the next incident. And we'll do the same thing over and over again.
About a week.
And it'll keep happening at this pace. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then Jimmy said, but the only people who won't forget are all the families. All the families affected. Siblings lost. Sons, daughters, mothers, grandparents. They're the ones who have to have it never leave their life. While the rest of us, the majority and the leaders, we'll do a lot of talking. It'll fade into the back of the news cycle until the next one comes up again, and we'll just keep repeating. 877-881-1053. Final hour of Sean and RJ. Back to last night's game. What was that from Luka in the first half? We need some answers. What do y'all think happened to 77 in the first half of the Mavs getting eliminated next?
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.